Hello, welcome to episode 14 of Shut Up and Listen. I am Jeff.
And I'm Brandon. Yeah. Maverick's here somewhere, running around, eating peanut butter, I think.
What's your drink of the night?
Man, I went hardcore tonight. As you can see, I went with a bigger glass, too. It's not a glass, it's a plastic cup. And it is, I didn't even throw ice in it this time. This is just 100% straight dihydrogen oxide. Good old H2O water. Hitting it hard tonight. If I get a little loopy later, that's why. I'm drinking it straight, like a man. Jeffy's got his Sprite, citrusy goodness over there.
Yeah.
Doing all sorts of screwing the lid on there.
Screwing it good.
I know the feeling.
So, the first thing I'd like to do is, this is the only time this is ever going to happen, unless a hot chick will do sexual favors, and then I will let it happen again.
Okay.
But
don't even know what to expect here.
If this thing wasn't so funny to me, I wouldn't read it. But this guy was inspired by our show and my open letters from my workplace.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote one of his own. And if it would have sucked, I wouldn't have read it.
Awesome.
But it's funny to me, so right. I'm going to read it.
Is it an open letter to us?
No.
Okay, I was going to say.
Titled, The Assholes I Work With.
Awesome, yeah.
Let's start with the cobbler, you deaf motherfucker. Only thing lacking more than your product knowledge is your knowledge of the English language. Learn to use prepositions, you jackass. The only thing that makes working with you bearable is knowing one day I will find that you died of old age behind the gun bar. Then I will have to go to the manager's booth and tear masturbator away from Googling gay porn to tell him the good news. Speaking of managers, there's one up front we call New York. New York, I fucking hate you, you cocksucker. I know they say lightning doesn't strike twice, but in your case, I sure hope heart attacks do. In the time it has taken me to write this, I'm sure Roz is halfway through the Thanksgiving turkey as her three children stare hungrily, asking if they can have some too. All the time, they are careful not to get too close because pigs are known to sometimes eat their own young. Seriously, you have more fat rolls than Jabba the Hutt. I want to throw you to the mouth of Sarlacc. But unlike you, there are some things it just won't eat.
That's hilarious.
He thought you'd enjoy that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
On to Bob the Builder. I'm pretty sure in 1 hour I could teach a monkey to do your job better than you. Give me a week and I could have masturbator building bikes better than you. Seriously, how many kids have went to the emergency room because they rode one of those death traps you built? I would rather try to navigate a minefield blindfolded than listen to another one of your stupid fishing stories. I hope the next fishing story I hear about you is you got tangled up in a casting net, fell overboard, and drowned. Last and certainly not least is masturbator. Have you ever even seen a vagina? Pretty sure your wife gave you a pair of tweezers and a Playgirl so you could number 9 in a cup so she could be artificially inseminated. If I were your children, I'd change my name and move out of embarrassment. Every morning I wake up to watch the news in hopes you were kidnapped and beheaded by the ISIS. This won't happen because terrorists can never do anything that will make the world a better place. I hope you all die in a fire.
Well done.
Yeah.
That's very, very passionate, very motivated.
He also went to Comic-Con. His name's Sean, by the way.
Awesome. Awesome. Wow. I still need to meet this Roz character.
She is a fat bitch. Today, this guy, Scott, someone had put up a sign of a pig, and it says, do you hate hurting animals? If you do, you're halfway to becoming a vegan. And this guy didn't know Roz was sitting in the booth, and he goes, who put the picture of her name up there? Yeah.
Fantastic. Hey, maybe she'll rethink some things. So, this last week has been Thanksgiving week, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So I got you a card.
Oh, sweet.
So you get to read more since you're in the reading mode, I guess.
J. Dizzle. I guess that's me.
That is definitely you.
And what we have on here is a dog in bed. What kind of dog is this?
Maybe you'll find out.
Ah, there we go. And it says, warmest wishes for the most wienerful Thanksgiving ever.
It's a wiener dog.
And then it says, I know how much you like wieners, so I knew this card was for you. Here is a picture of Cordell. I'm so sad because I don't get a wiener.
That's Cordell saying that.
And he's got a frowny face.
Yeah. Spitting image of him. I probably didn't even need to tell you that it was Cordell.
Right.
You would have just recognized him.
Thank you, sir.
Ah, you're welcome. You're usually the card giver, but I thought I'd jump into the game, mainly because I saw a Thanksgiving card with a wiener on it.
Yeah, I mean.
And I couldn't resist.
You're like, that's Jeff.
That's Jeff. He likes wiener dogs and wiener cats and wiener dudes. Yeah, so how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good, man. I ate a lot.
That's good. That's rare. Brian White would be happy.
Oh, fuck. Don't even get me started.
He'd be so proud of you.
I ate, because I can't have turkey for some reason, but I had a steak, 2 helpings of mashed potatoes, a big pile of green beans, 4 rolls, and 11 fun-sized Kit Kats.
There you go. That's what Thanksgiving's all about.
And the next day, I had 2 hamburgers and 2 slices of Mario's pizza.
Ooh.
Or Marco's. Marco's, sorry.
I had Mario's last week. It was good. Man, I had a good day. It was long. Food was good, obviously. There's not very many foods that are not good to me, so. I did participate in a family ping pong tournament.
Did you win?
Well, I won a few games, but I came in 5th. I was the 5th out of 16, which is fine with me. I expected to just outright lose. We did double elimination. We had a winner's bracket and loser's bracket. And the 2 people who beat me, the first person who beat me was my great aunt. So she's like in her late 60s, early 70s probably.
Okay.
But just really good at ping pong apparently. The other person who beat me was her husband, Mr. Dick Campbell. So he's...
Is he Chinese?
He's absolutely not. So he's, you know, in his late 60s, early 70s. He beat me to eliminate me. And the way he got in the loser's bracket was his wife beat him.
Okay.
And then he ended up winning the loser's bracket and playing my cousin Daniel in the finals and beating him 2 in a row. Also, he played the entire tournament left-handed.
And he's right-handed.
Until the final 2 rounds, he played right-handed. So
like, he pulled old Prince's Bride.
Like, huh? Holy crap. Competitive. That part of the family is very competitive. Even my grandma, who, you know, has some sort of, like, she can't remember what she said 5 minutes ago. But she did smoke my sister in some ping pong. Pretty amazing. So, yeah, I got beat by an older lady her husband, both. But they're really good. For him to beat my cousin Daniel, who plays ping pong on his lunch breaks, like, that's what he does. He eats a sandwich and he plays ping pong with his $40 ping pong paddle.
Okay.
And so Uncle Dick Campbell beat him. He's pretty cool. He's a pilot.
Okay.
So that was fun. That was my excitement. Made for a good, non-boring Thanksgiving day.
Yeah. Sounds like a good ordeal. You know, I've kind of got a lot of stuff, so I don't really know if I want to go into Black Friday stories, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe I will next step. Episode. I kind of want to do this other stuff. You know, last episode I talked about my friend Jonathan putting the hot dog through his pants.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Took me a second.
Well, Dana's students and I didn't see eye to eye. Let's just put it that way.
Surprising. Shocking.
Pretty much I hated his face and wanted bad things to happen to him. Well, one night it was late. We were being stupid college kids and I knew he was driving the bus the next day. So me and Jonathan went to the bus and I can't remember if it was open or we broke in it. And I rubbed my balls all over the steering wheel.
Awesome. Awesome. I hope you hadn't showered in 2 days and they were nice and ripe.
Yeah, but he felt my balls.
Probably sniffed his hands. He's probably like, what's the smell?
He was such a douche, man.
Yeah, he probably liked it. He probably found the security video and number 9 to it.
Probably. I was a good-looking kid in college. But all I have left, I have Dr. Jeff.
Dr. Jeff.
I have Grind My Gears.
As do I.
And I have open letters about Madonna and Justin Bieber.
Oh, 2 idols of mine.
Yeah, I actually Googled the 20th most hated celebrities, and they were in the top 10. But I was kind of surprised who number 1 is, even though she's pretentious.
Mm-hmm.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Number 1?
Yep.
Hmm. Did they give any reasons why?
Nope. I guess they just voted on it. And...
Yeah, I don't know enough about her.
Me neither. I know she's kind of pretentious, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised. I'm kind of surprised Madonna was that high.
She was like number 7.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm definitely.
I didn't know people even cared anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. It's kind of like, well, isn't she like old news? She did a horrible James Bond song. Yeah. You know, that was years ago too.
She used the N-word about her son, and it pissed everyone off.
Yeah, well, that's what happens.
Yeah. Okay, want to grind some gears?
Sure, I could grind some gears all night long.
Do you want to go first, or you want me to?
You pick.
All right, I'll just go.
Yeah, you just go.
Al Roker, He freaks me out because he has a skinny body with a huge fucking melon.
Yeah, how does that work?
Wyoming, deer, baby powder, a book suggestion from someone that sucks balls. When someone says that all personally like a video on YouTube and it sucks. Unibrows.
Uh-huh.
My nipples being touched.
Mm.
Getting hit in the junk.
Yes, absolutely.
Porta potties.
Uh-huh.
Cream of corn.
Yeah, that's just, what does that even mean?
I don't know. Overgrown grass. Water in the ear. The smell of chlorine. Blurry pictures. Garfield. China. Checks.
Wait, checks like?
Checks like that you write.
Okay, I didn't know if you meant people from the Czech Republic.
No. Okay. I would have said Czech.
Gotcha.
Earthquakes. When a stapler gets jammed. Sweaters. Germs. Listening to someone learn an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
The noises cats make when they fight. Chicks with flat asses.
Mm-hmm.
Fun haters. And wax paper.
Nice. Fun haters. Let's throw joy stealers in with fun haters.
Yeah.
Why not? They're usually the same person. All right, I'm going to continue right where you left off with Black Friday.
Yeah.
Holiday shoppers. Holiday traffic. Cold weather. How today we started the day at 70 degrees and we're ending it at 30 degrees.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in a t-shirt riding my motorcycle today, and now it's going to be below freezing tonight. Being a responsible adult,
mm-hmm.
Major life decisions.
Oh, yeah.
The amount my dog sheds. I'd vacuumed the couch on Friday, and yesterday it looked just as bad as before it did. And I vacuumed the rug, and it took me two passes to get all the dog hair off. People who think they need to broadcast to the world that they have a certain type of dog. For instance, if you see an SUV and on the back it has a sticker that says, I have a Shih Tzu or whatever, it's like, great. I don't care what kind of dog you have.
Right.
I mean, I love my dog, and I'm proud of him, and I like taking pictures and posting them, but I didn't get him just so I could say, oh, I have this kind of dog. No, I got him because I wanted a companion, a furry companion. When someone asks my opinion on something and then gets mad at it after I tell it to them.
Yep.
Where was I? Oh, the radio. I still haven't got a new deck in my new truck, so I'm stuck with the radio, and I hate it.
No.
Stupid fancy handshakes. You know, take 25 seconds and they're all ridiculous.
Yep.
The bro handshake. You know, when they clasp their hand and then they reach around and hit them on the back. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not knowing. Yeah. Sagging.
Okay.
Let everyone use your imagination there.
Boobs.
Sure. That could be a possibility. The fact that I can't sue the lady who told me I have a nice butt for sexual harassment, but she could sue me if it were the other way around.
That's true.
Christmas letters. I don't care. If I wanted to know about how little Johnny was at playing the cello, I would have asked. How a girl will scoff at a guy for wanting a car or motorcycle part or anything, piece of electronic equipment, whatever, but then will drool at a $5,000 piece of jewelry.
Or a purse.
That has absolutely no function. Yes, or a purse. That was also my other no function, except to show it off. That's all my grinds. I do have some lubes.
Okay.
What rhymes with lubes?
Boobs.
Absolutely. Number one, finding money.
Yeah.
It's always good. Free coffee. Netflix.
Yeah.
Google. Pizza. Free pizza.
Yeah.
Archer. Sterling Archer, that is.
Yeah.
Summer.
Mm-hmm.
I put Christmas lights. I like looking at Christmas lights. As long as they're like fancy and not stupid. The new Star Wars trailer. OMFG. Camping.
Okay.
Glass of water. Plastic of water. How come you don't call it a plastic?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. If you call a glass cup, you can call it a glass, but you can't call a plastic cup a plastic. I'm going to start that. I'm going to start a new trend. Going to hit the world. Yeah. Spread like wildfire.
Like wildfire.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Okay. Do you want me to do an open letter or Dr. Jeff?
Ooh. Why don't you do one of your open letters, and then I'm going to tell about a dream I had.
Okay, which one, Madonna or Bieber?
Do Madonna. We'll finish up with Bieber. Save the worst for last.
Madonna, why the fuck are you still alive? You haven't been attractive since... Well, since the day you fell headfirst out of your mom's vagina. Sure, you were big in the 80s and 90s, but it's 2014. You haven't made any relevant music in two decades. I thought you were born and raised in New York. Why the fuck do you talk with a British accent? Your pink taco probably smells like lots of dick, mothballs, and vinegar. Please stop making movies as well. You are terrible. I've seen a third-grade production of Helen Keller with better actors and actresses, and one of them was a kid that fondled his ding-ding the whole time and didn't know his lines. This is Jeff signing off with the go fuck yourself in an unpleasant way.
Oh, fantastic.
All right.
I'm sure she's a listener, so she'll probably take your advice.
I hope. Let's hear about your weird dream.
Oh, I'm going to set this up. This is an awkward dream to the point where I was telling someone about it and they basically said, you have to stop. This is way too awkward for me. So what better thing to do than to tell everyone else about it over the airwaves, the air's waves. So I have this dream. I'm in a parking lot. It's like a parking lot of a school or something. I don't know what kind of building it is, but it looks like a school type building. And I have to go to the bathroom to drop a deuce. So I'm like, well, do I go inside? I don't know. Well, lucky for me, conveniently, I see out in the middle of the parking lot, right in the middle of a parking space, is a toilet. In fact, there's two of them. They're back to back, you know, one in one parking space, one in another. So I'm like, well, sure, that just makes it easy for me. I don't have to go inside or anything. So I go over there, and it's in between two parking spaces. One has a car in it. One has a Jeep Cherokee. It was white. I specifically remember it being a white Jeep Cherokee. So I drop my drawers and assume my place on the throne and proceed to start squeezing it out. And then I notice there's a girl in the car there, and then there's a girl in the Jeep Cherokee.
Okay.
No big deal, right? Yeah, no big deal. So I'm just like, okay, here we go. And then I notice that there's a guy walking towards me, mm-hmm. well-dressed. He's in like a suit, and one of those overcoat, suit coats, whatever. And I recognize who it is. It's my buddy Alan, and he's an older guy. He's in his 60s, wealthy. And he just looks at me, and he's like, Brandon, what are you doing? And then just proceeds to just start laughing, just mm-hmm. absolutely losing it. So then the girl that's in the Jeep Cherokee looks over, and she's cute. She wears glasses, has blonde hair. So she swings her legs out and sticks them out the window into my lap. And so I'm like, well, this is kind of weird. You know, this kind of makes it hard to drop a deuce. And then she proceeds to start saying, don't you want to touch my boobs? Why don't you want to touch my boobs? And she slides out of the vehicle into my lap. She's got like, you know, a skirt and a sweater on. So I'm, you know, thinking to myself, well, why don't I? So I, you know, like any good fourth grader would do, just kind of, you know, tentatively reach up and put my hands on her chest over her sweater. All this, you know, while I'm dropping the deuce sweater. And so then the girl in the other car just started repeating, I wish my dad would get here. I wish my dad would get here. What's taking him so long? I wish my dad would get here. Which is making me feel uncomfortable because any time there's going to be some dad walking past. So I'm like, I got to get out of here. You know, I'm like, well, I got this girl. Might as well take her. And maybe this is when it turns into a nightmare, but I realize there's no toilet paper. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, crap. Hoping it's a ghost wipe situation. So I'm like, well, I have no choice. So I just pull my pants up and I'm, you know, doing kind of this thing. Like, all right, let's just hope everything's good there. And then that's all I remember.
But I'm kind of uncomfortable.
I mean, I woke up thinking, holy crap, I hope no one saw me. But then, it, you know, it took me 5 minutes to realize that it was just a dream.
You were like, where's the boobies?
I know. That was the biggest disappointment. I didn't even get to see them, you know, because she had a sweater on. And I was reluctant to do anything else besides that. So, yeah, talk about a nightmare. Talk about waking up in a weird mood.
Yeah, that would be fucking weird.
So there you go.
All right. I'm going to go shower now.
Yeah. I got some hand sanitizer if you need some. Everyone, well, nah, I'll save that to the end.
I can do Dr. Jeff now.
Let's do Dr. Jeff. I've been working. I'll do my weekly jingle, non-promise.
Okay.
But I've got a good jingle in my head. I just need to record it. It's going to be difficult to record because I'll have to do overdubs on voices because I want it to be fancy.
Okay.
But you'll have your own Dr. Jeff theme song.
Cool. I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, it'll be just anytime now, you know, tune in next week because it might be, but it might not, so.
You never know. All right, here we go. Dr. Jeff, I noticed you are skinny. I'm a fat, trying to lose weight. How did you do it? Health problems. Thanks for reminding me, bitch. You will have health problems of a different kind, like clogged arteries or high cholesterol. Dr. Jeff, how many pickles have you eaten in your life? Signed, Pickle Curious. Dear Pickle Curious, once in college I was curious. Dear Dr. Jeff.
How was it? You didn't say how it was.
Yeah, it was okay. It was edible.
Yeah, there you go.
Dr. Jeff, I have this friend that has abnormally large testicles. Do you think in the future it could cause him medical problems? Or would it just be really uncomfortable when he gets old man and his balls sag and he sits on them all the time? Dear person that sent this to me, I'm sure his penis will grow to match the size of his balls. That would be awesome. He's fucked if his balls sag when he's old. He'll have to be careful.
Who are these people?
That last one was my friend Jonathan.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, there we go. Called him out.
And then the pickle one was this, okay, you remember Liberty, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's her stepdaughter.
Oh, I gotcha.
I don't know why she asked that. I don't know what she meant by it, but I know how I took it.
Oh, that's hilarious. No, not gonna say it. Not gonna say it. A Family Guy episode just popped in my head.
All right. We're about right on time.
Right on time.
Unless you have anything else, I've got my Justin Bieber open letter.
We can just do that if you want.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, not that way. We're not gonna do it.
Okay, I'll just read this then.
Drink is gone, I'm hammered.
Yeah. Alright, here we go. Justin Bieber. Hey, you syrup-loving cocksucker Canadian bastard. You are a prototypical douchebag. You never wear a shirt, you skinny bitch. You look like a white Ethiopian with stupid tats. You act like the world revolves around you. Fuck you. I hope you're doing some gay-ass dance move and you fall off the stage and become a vegetable the rest of your life. You sing like a chick. Have you even gone through puberty yet? You got two little hairs on your scrotum, buddy? I tried to listen to your music to see what all the hype was about, but started listening to two fat people fucking while eating bacon cheeseburgers because it sounded better. I know you have a lot of famous friends, but it's because all their dumbass kids think you're great. Hey, congrats, you've made a lot of money off idiots. Good for you. You're still a dumb Canadian. You've also dated some very attractive girls in your life. Probably even made the sex with a few. The only difference is no real man cries afterwards and apologizes for how long it took, how long your wiener is, and how long it will take you to cook breakfast for them. This is Jeff signing off with a go fuck yourself, you Canadian bitch.
Oh, he's absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
And the girls are like, I'm going to cut myself if Justin Bieber smokes pot. It's like, good.
Please do. Do the world a favor.
That's great. Well, is this where we do our commercials?
No, this is where we do our sign-offs.
Oh, you don't want to do any commercials?
No.
Everyone knows about the Facebook. If you don't know about the Facebook, shut up.
Yeah.
And listen, is the name of the Facebook page. Did you see how I did that?
Yep.
It's awesome.
Get the like the Facebook page. Tell friends about it.
Yep. Tell your boss about it.
Tell your mom about it.
Tell your mom, definitely.
She's hot. Give her my phone number.
Yep. Tell her about me. There you go. Commercials are done.
All right. I guess here we go. Remember, take care of the human population and have your child spayed or neutered to control the idiot population. Now, I have a friend, Joey, that says this is too long, so you know what? Fuck it. That's good. You know the rest of it.
Well, there you go. I'll shorten mine, actually. I decided I'm going to shorten mine. I'm going to skip the coffee part from now on. So, and this kind of goes with... See, I'm dragging it out. I said I was going to make it shorter, but I'm going to make it longer.
Yep.
This kind of goes along with the everyone wash your hands, because 90% of the hands you shake are used for masturbation.
That's true.
Awesome. Till next time.
Yeah. We'll do it again someday.
Someday.
All right. Later.
Adios.